We'll start with the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Hare ze gitek amanat shetitni li matayin zuz. This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Hare ze mgueshet, she is divorced, vititain. And then she's got to give the money in order for the get to be effective. Amanat shetitni li mikan b'shloshim yom. You have to give it to me within the next 30 days. If she gives it to him within 30 days, migureshet, then she's divorced. In lav, ain't a migureshet, and if not, she's not migureshet. Mara's going to ask what the chiddush of that second half of the mission is. According to this, it's not. You have to be mekayim the tnai. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maaseh b'tzidan. It's a case in tzidan. Echad shemad lishtar zegiteich. Amanat shetitni li itztaliti. This is a quick get. If you give me my coat, ve'avda itztalito, and his coat was lost. Baruch Chachamim titen lo etzem neha. Chachamim said that she had to give the equivalent value of the coat. She doesn't have to give the actual coat, but the value of the coat would be sufficient. Again, the Gemara is going to ask, what is this Maaseh b'tzidan? This has nothing to do with the rest of the Mishnah. Right, so the Gemara is going to have any chasurei machzura. We'll get there in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, my betitain. What it says in the Mishnah, in the first part of the Mishnah, says that he made a condition in the get that you must pay 200 zuz in order for the get to be effective. Right? When does the get go effective? That's my focus here. What does it mean, betitain? So if huna amar betitain, the get's effective immediately, and she just has to give the money. Meaning that there's an external tenai to the get, that in order for the get to remain effective, right, to have the get persist in its effectiveness, she must give the money. No, the get only goes effective once she has been mekayim the tenai. Meaning that until she pays the 200 zuz, the get's not effective. When she pays it, that's when the get goes effective. Right? It might be nagyo. I don't know, the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between them? It's obvious that the nafkamina is between them is when the get goes affected. So it's a strange ma'binayu in the Gemara. Nevertheless, as the Gemara asks here, iki binayu, shnitkara haget, oh, shavat, if the get gets ripped up or lost. Meaning if it's ripped up or lost between the time that he gave the get and the time that she gives the 200 zuz. According to Rav Huna, it's irrelevant because the get went effective immediately the moment he gave it to her. So as long as she gives the 200 zuz, that keeps the get that she gave originally effective. For Rav Yehuda, the get only goes effective when she gives the money. When she gives the money, the get's no longer extant. So if the get's no longer extant, right, you can't, there's no effective get. So that's the nafkamina between them. Rav Huna amar v'hititain, that she must give it, in a tzricha, and a get sheni, doesn't need a second get, because the first get was effective. Rav Huna amar v'hititain, it only becomes effective once he gives it, and tzricha, and a get sheni, she's going to need another get, because the first get, obviously, is not effective, because you can't have a get go effective when it's not there. Right, so now the Gemara says, v'tnan nami gabi kiddushin. We have the same locus, or same differential in kiddushin, which is what? Ki haigab nasim agis v'tnan. Omer li isha ariyat mikudesh aliyam, and ashen ten lecha lach matayim zuz. He says, you are married to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. Hari hi mikudeshet v'itain. The Kedushin is a good Kedushin, but he must fulfill the Tanai, and he must give the 200 zuz to her. V'itmar, my v'itain. So what does it mean, v'itain? So the same machlokas we had over here between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, it's over there in Kedushin. Huna mar v'hu yitain, right, that he must give the money, meaning that the Kedushin are effective immediately, and then he must fulfill the Tanai in order for the Kedushin to persist. Right, Rav Yehuda mar l'kishi yitain. Only once, right, he has given the money or fulfilled its nai, does the condition go effective. Might be nayu. But not coming between them. Ikibenayu, shipashka yoda, bikibla kidushin. Right, so that as cases where she accepts kedushin from someone else in hints or truth, that would be the nafkamina in the case by Gittin also. If she accepts kedushin in between the time that he was given and the time he fulfills the tenai, the question is, was she divorced or not yet, right? Because that's the same nafkamina. Here you can't use the money example. That was used by Gittin. We can't use over here, because even if this money gets lost by kiddushin, the kiddushin are still effective. Because once he's given her the money, the kesef kiddushin, right, even if she loses the kesef kiddushin, the kiddushin are still effective. I mean, it's not like the kesef kiddushin has to be expanded. If she got her kesef kiddushin, it's just a question of when the kiddushin goes effective. So now, if she accepts kiddushin from another person, according to Rav Huna, Doesn't matter. She was already married to the first guy. He just has to pay her the money in order for the kedushin to stay effective. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, right? The kedushin only go effective once he's given the 200 zuz. That's the case. If she marries another person in between, she accepts kedushin in between, she's married to the second and not the first. It's now again, it's an external, exogenous tie to the kedushin, and therefore, when he's mekayim the tnai, he did his job and he's taking care of the tnai, but the kedushin already extended. And when she gives the money, then it is kedushin. Until that point in time, it's not kedushin. We need both the example of gitin and the example of kedushin. Why do we need to show the machlokas of Huna and Rabbi Yehuda in both these instances? Right? Because if we are by kedushin, so why does Rabbi Huna say, if we just had the example of kedushin, we could suggest the reason Rav Huna says the kedushin are affected immediately, right, is because what's his intent here? His intent is to marry this woman, to bring her closer to him. When he's trying to bring her closer, he wants the kedushin to go as effective as fast as possible because he wants to marry her as fast as possible. So in that instance, Rav Huna says the kedushin are affected immediately, and then he must be kind of tight. It's nice external. About Gabi Gerushin, for the Rokoka Gati. What's the intent by Gerushin, by a divorce, what's his intent? To get rid of her, right? Divorce her. Ema Motele Rav Yehuda. Maybe he'll agree to Rav Yehuda. Rashi says when it's together, Rechoka Ka'ati is Mimstama, that the Stam Ka'ati Koshi Humigarsha. That when he's divorcing her, it's really not his optimal solution here. And he's hoping maybe he can be Matthias her, maybe he can change her mind. It's not his optimal solution. If it's not his optimal solution, then we delay the effectiveness of the Gerushin as long as possible. So even Rav Huna, if he said by Gerushin it's effective immediately, that's because we look at the intent of the individual. The intent of the individual is to bring the woman close, so we do it as fast as possible. Over here, when he's divorcing her, we delay the divorce as much as possible because he doesn't really want to divorce her. I'll point out later in today's daf. Over here, Rashi says that Mistama Bakoshi Humagarsha. On the second half of today's daf, Rashi says Mistama, right, Haknita, that he hates her and he wants to get rid of her faster. So it's not so clear. I don't know how you can use the term Mistama because, right, the Stam, Rashi brings both as the default situation. One is that he wants to delay the Gerushin, the other one is that he wants to get rid of her. But just as at this point in the Gemara, Rashi is mentioning that Mistama Bakoshi Migarsha.
That's what the Gemara is assuming right here now.
Right. V'yachmi'inon gabi Yerushin. Had we only known about the halacha by Yerushin, this machlokes Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, the hakama Rav Huna v'hitein, mishum t'lo kosif l'mitzvah. Over there is because he doesn't need any leverage in order to collect, right? Because he wants to divorce her right away, and he's not embarrassed to go and demand the money that she owes him, because he's divorcing her, and he has no relationship with her. About Gabi Kedushin, by Kedushin, the woman, Sifa Limitvoi, right? That there she would be embarrassed to ask him for the 200 zuz he owes, right? Ema Motile, maybe the Rav Yehuda, maybe Rav Huna will agree to Rav Yehuda over there, because she'll need the leverage of the Kedushin in order to get her 200 zuz. Therefore, maybe Rav Huna would say only by Gerushin, where he doesn't need the leverage, do we say the Tanai is external to the Gerushin. By the Kedushin, where she needs the Kedushin to generate the leverage to get her money out, in that instance, right, Rav Huna would agree that you wait and you delay the effectiveness of the Kedushin. Now, again, the Gemara goes the other way in Rav Yehuda's position. V'yashminan gabi Kedushin, if you only spoke by Kedushin, b'hakamah Rav Yehuda, likishi yitain. Right, there Rav Yehuda says that it only goes effective by Kedushin once he gives it, b'shem d'ksifa l'mitzvah, because she's embarrassed to go and collect the money. So therefore, we leave her the Kedushin as leverage to get her money. About Gabi Gerushin, go kosif the mitzvah, or by Gerushin, where he's not embarrassed to go and collect from it. Right, therefore, we don't need to have the tanai be a part of the get. We can separate the tanai from the get. Maybe he would agree to Rav Huna. Yes, meaning Gabi Gerushin, if Rav Yehuda only knew his opinion by Gerushin, b'hakama Rav Yehuda, the kishit tidein. It only goes effective once the Gerushin comes back, mishum to rochokakat, because over there he's trying to divorce her. And the stama b'koshi, Megarsha, as Rashi says there, we don't really want to divorce her, so therefore we delay the effectiveness as long as possible. But in Gerushin to the rochokat, they over here, where it's Kiddushin, where he's trying to marry her and trying to bring her close, and that interesting same mother of Rav Huna, maybe even Rav Yehuda would agree to Rav Huna that the Kiddushin goes effective immediately, therefore it's Tzricha. Therefore we need a Tzricha, which means that we need both the Machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Huna, both by Kiddushin and by Kiddushin, because had we had only one of them, we could have, in both of their opinions, we could have thought that that was unique to either Kiddushin and Kiddushin, and wouldn't apply it to the other. Right now, after the Gemara establishes their opinions, the Gemara has a question now. Meitavei. Harizei kitek, almanat, shetitnili matayim zuz. Right, so this is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Apo pishin nikra haget, oshin ne'evad, migureshet. Even though the get is ripped up or lost, she is migureshet. Ule'achar, lo tinaseya shetitay. Again, she may not marry another until she gives it. So now, the question is, who's this like? Right, who's this like? This is like, right, Rav Huna. Because what does it say here? It says that if you, on condition you give me matayim zuz, even though the get is ripped up, or ne'evad, or lost, migureshet, right, then she is divorced. Right, so who says that when even when the get's lost, the divorce is still effective? That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Now why, according to Rav Huna, why does it say la'achar lo tinaseya shetitay? That's just a preventative measure. We don't allow her to get married to another person until the tanai is fulfilled, because if she doesn't fulfill the tanai, the gerushin will not be effective. So in order to ensure that we have full gerushin, we don't let her marry until the condition is fulfilled.
The nachamim is what? It's true, man. It doesn't mean what's the nachamim.
In terms of
what does the get do for her? Migureshes, right? So for what?
Migureshes, yeah, because she can't. She's totally divorced from him, right? That she won't have any. The foul Isha relationship will be gone in all senses. We delay her. That's our thing. Truthfully, she's divorced. In that Torah, it's not an issue. We just don't want her getting married because the implications, if she does not fulfill the tanai, are too great. I mean, you have mamzei, right?
It's not an issue. She's
right. She's not an issue. All these things, as long as she effectively maintains the tanai later on. Right, both tanai. We have another price. So, harizik yudeich amanasha titnei li matayim zuz. Right, this is your get if you give me 200 zuz. Umates. And then he dies. Not no in a kukali up the yibum. If she gave the 200 zuz before he died, then she doesn't need to have yibum. Lo not a kukali yibum. She didn't give it. She's not a kukali yibum. But Shimon Gamliel Omer no tenet labib or the achiv or the achad min hakovim.
She is a kukali.
But
if she didn't give it, she is.
If Umeis not known in his kukul, right, if she didn't give the money, then she doesn't need evil. Right, so I'm sorry if I misspoke. Alone, if she didn't give the money, then it's kukul, then she must have evil because the get wasn't effective. Alright, Rishim Omer, man, I'll tell about evil, Achim, oh, le Achad min Akrovim. If he's dead, she can still fulfill the tsnai by giving the money to one of his Yorshim. Right, I've come up with in this second price. Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama don't argue with Ella Damar Servali below the Yorshi. When he says give me the money, he means me and not my inheritors. Amar Servali Batul Yorshi. Me means me or any extension of me, which includes my Yorshi. Everybody agrees that the Tanai is effective. Right? I mean, to Yufta, to Rabbi Yehuda. So both of these brightos go against Rabbi Yehuda's position, because both of them show that the get is effective in both instances. It's just whether she's Mekhaimah Tanai or not Mekhaimah Tanai. That's what they're arguing about. But the get's effective in both instances. That's like Rabbi Huna.
Yeah,
right, because it's in get lacharmis. Very good. Right, so that's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, for certain that it has to be that way. So now this is Yufta Rav Yehuda. It's a very strong question against Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yehuda, Hamani Rabbi, the author of these brachot is Rabbi. What does that mean when it's Rav is Rabbi? The Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rabbi, Kol Homer Almanat, Kol Homer Me'akshav Dami. Anybody who says Almanat, who uses the lashon of Almanat, it's a group of saying Me'akshav. So if you say Me'akshav, our Mishnah doesn't use the term Almanat, right? The first case it uses Almanat, it didn't let him the time Zeus. So whenever you say Almanat, that changes the status of the get. Because if I say the get is affected Me'akshav, right, then we say that the get goes effective retroactively from the time that it gives the get. Me'akshav changes it. So if you say that the word almanat means me'akshav, then there's no question anymore on Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, when do I say that the get is not effective until after the tanai? That's when you never use the lashon me'akshav. But if you use the word almanat, that is equivalent to saying me'akshav. And therefore, that's why the get's effective retroactively. Not because a tnai automatically makes it effective immediately. It's because you specifically use the lashon of me'akshav. Upolik rabbanan alei, and the rabbanan argue on him. Ana damik rabbanan, and I hold like the rabbanan. So these brachos are like a rabbi, but I hold like the rabbanan that amanat does not mean me'akshav, and therefore it's not effective immediately. When I was in Babel, Kamrinan, Hal the Amar Rabuna Amarabi, Kolahumer Amanat, Tomer Ashab Dami, Liga Rabban Ale. Right, we know that the Rabbanon argued on him. So that's it. Rabbi Zeira, if you remember the Gemara in the Ksubos, right, that Rabbi Zeira wanted to go up to Eretz Israel, and he was afraid to leave to Eretz Israel because his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, was against people going to Eretz Israel. So he snuck out of town, right, So this is Rabbi Zeira, Kabinu Babel. He's in Eretz Israel, he's saying, when I was in Babel, this is the Rabbi Zeira from the Gemara in the Ksubos, right. Next, so Kasliki, as it says, when I reached Israel, I found Rabbi Yochanan over there. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees, not only Rabbi, but even the Rabbanan agree that when you say Amanat, it's the equivalent of saying Me'akshav Dami. They argue the case of Me'ayom Le'akar Mita. And that is considered my focus between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Rabbi says Me'ayom Le'akar Mita means effective immediately, and the Chachamim, right, think that it is a Safek. That's the mission. If you remember earlier in the Gemara, 2 days ago in the Daf, the Gemara wanted to see if Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi had the same opinion. This is the Rabbi that we're talking about, Me'ayom Le'akar Mita. Where is the opinion agree with Rabbi Yossi or not? So this Rabbi, that Tanya, we have a Brice, in Ikusa, right? This is a Brice explains their opinions. Me'ayom Le'akar Mita get coming. You say Me'ayom Le'akar Mita, that is a get, you know, get, that's the lashon of the Chachamim. Why? Because they have a suffix. When he says Me'ayom Le'akar Mita, does he mean Me'ayom? It's effective now, immediately. U'Le'akar Mita means that's the condition of the get. When I die, it's effective as of today. Or is Me'ayom Le'akar Mita mean it's effective today? I changed my mind, I really want to do Le'akar Mita. And therefore it's not effective. That's a Chachamim suffix, and therefore they have get, man, get. Rabbi Yomer, because they get. Rabbi says, when you say Me'ayom Le'akar Mita, that means from today. There's no suffix in this matter. For him, for sure, it is what? A get immediately, the mafreya. As soon as he dies, the mafreya, the get was effective, made Me'ayom. Rabbi Yossi was also of this opinion that Me'ayom was an effective get, but for a different reason. Right? So their machlokes, he said before, the rabbi doesn't hold with Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold rabbi, even though they come to the same conclusion. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ba'almanat, Kligay, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that Rabbi and the Chachami argue on Almanat, at the Mitzvah gave Me'ayom Le'akamita, this brace that says they argue Me'ayom Le'akamita, this could go by Almanat. Why don't they argue with Almanat? Why are they only arguing in Me'ayom Le'akamita? They should also argue in Almanat. So when it says, Rabbi, to show you the tremendous position of Rabbi, that even in Me'ayom Le'akamita, he thinks it's Me'ayom. So with the Almanat, Rabbanan, why don't you tell us about Almanat to show how far the Rabbanan goes? And they say, even when you say Almanat, it's not Me'akshav Dami, the Rabbanan say it's a Pratzel Get. So why don't you say, that, why don't you give an example of Amunat to show you the power of the Rabbanan? Go up the Hetera, obviously. He'd rather show the power of the Matir, and over here, who's the Mekil? Rabbi, because he says the get is an effective get. So that's the cool over here, and therefore he gives an example of Ma'amar Misa, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, they also argue by Amunat. So even though they also argue by Almanat, they give example of Me'ayom Le'akar Mita to show you Rabbi's position that even in this case he still thinks it's an effective gift. Okay. Almanat should teach me conduct to Shem Yom. Right, so this is the condition that you give it for me today and on 30 days. And what's this Peshitta? Again, you just give two examples of Tanai and you say you have to give a conduct Tanai. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Mazel Tema Bhapte Lab Kabeda, or Kabeda, Lab Kabeda, that his thing of saying 30 days was just to put pressure on her. No, it's not just to put pressure on her. He means either 30 days or bust. And that's the mission. And the finish in the mission is that you would think the reason he gave her 30 days was to press her to pay up earlier. But not because he really meant if she missed the 30-day deadline, that it's not yet. I says, no, Mashmar, if he put such a condition in, it's black and white, and she's gotta be Mikayim. So now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why did the Tana all of a sudden bring down a Maisa? And Rashi says over here, Ain't Shoni Masa B'Mishnah El L'Raya. They only bring a Maisa and a Mishnah if it's for a proof. So again, the case that's in the Mishnah has nothing to do with any case in our Mishnah. So what type of proof is it bringing? The Mishnah is obviously missing words. And this is what it says. Imam Arlao Manachi Titni leads to Liti. If he says on the condition that you give me my coat, and his coat is lost, right, then it's the Liti, Dapkokam Arlao. The Tanakama believes, or the Chachamim believe, that he said specifically my coat, and since she cannot fulfill the Tanai, the Gerushin are not effective. Shimon Gamliel Omer Titein Lo Etem El. She can give him the equivalent value of the coat. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel Masin Nami B'Tzidam Echad Shema Lishdor Ezek Itei Chamanat Shetin Leitz Tuliti Vav Da. It's the Tuliti. So again, the case, we have a case in Tzidan, this is the example in the Mishnah, that whether it's a person who said, give me my coat in order to have the get be effective, and it was lost, the coat was lost, I'm coming to let them out. They pass and they should give her the equivalent value. Tosfos points out over here that the Gemara made an additional insertion into the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have simply said, but Mishum Lomino says that whenever you lose your coat, you give the effective value. And then he brings the mice in. The Mishnah also, the Gemara says, that the Chachamim argue on him. You did not have to say that to make the Mishnah make sense and have the Maisa be an example, right? You could have just said, this is the position of Rabbi Shimon Lomino, and he brought a proof to his position. The fact that the Gemara also adds in the fact that the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Shimon Lomino, that was an unnecessary addition to the Mishnah. So it also says they must have had a Besorah or a Kabbalah, but the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here. Otherwise, it wasn't necessary to have the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, boy me neighbor of Asi mir Rabbi Yochanan. Asi has to shy with Rabbi Yochanan, or Ziggy take, Amat, and that should take me in the time Zeus. You give me 200 zoos. V'chazer v'amar m'chulim l'cha, m'chulim l'ach mahu. Then he goes and forgives the need for the tnai. So again, he gives her a get and says, you must pay me 200 zoos. Amat, and condition you pay me 200 zoos. A week later he says, you know what, don't worry about it. I forgive the 200 zoos, you're mahu on the 200 zoos. Is the m'chila on the 200 zoos the equivalent of him getting paid the tnai being the kuyam? As I said, see, Tibai the Rabbanon, Tibai the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It'll be a question according to both the position of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tibai the Rabbanon, it'll be a question according to the Rabbanon who say what? Usually the Rabbanon say that you cannot replace an object with its monetary value. In that if you lose the coat, you can't fill it. I've got no coming Rabbanon Hatan El Zalo Akhla Gabal, that he wasn't Mokko bringing her, because he says, bring my coat, and she doesn't bring the coat. But Hokka here explicitly says, Hakamarla, I'm a Kulim Lakla. He says explicitly that it's Mokko. I don't have to worry about it. He says it to her that it's mafakal. Right. Oh, Dilma, right? I feel Rabbi Shimon Lo Kamar El Kama Faisalay Bidimay. Right. Over there, maybe Rabbi Shimon Lo only agrees by the coat that you can replace with the money, but she's giving him something that is makes him happy. But to say that if she gives nothing, that should be enough to be Makaimi tonight, we don't know. So he says, Rabbi Asi asks this of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm like, Inam Yikum Beshet. She is not divorced. You cannot use Mechila, right, to Mechayim the Tanai. Say, do they have a question? Omer the Chavei Rokonim Shatan Enel, the Imi Yatan Notem, the Bni Kura Echad Shal Kitim, Moshe Kamil Shal Yayin. So we have this case in the Mishnah in the Dorim, right, a person says to his friend, don't show up to the party unless you give my son, right, a Kura of Kitim and two barrels of wine. And then I want you to participate in paying for the wedding. So basically you're at, don't get any benefit from me unless you show up this stuff. So then, Rabbi Meir Omer, Usur Achite. Rabbi Meir says, don't show up to the party, and you can't get the benefit from this guy until he actually gives this stuff. Rabbi Meir, Abzei Yechol Atirat Nidro, Shalop Yechacham, the one who made the nether can reverse or retract the nether without even going for Ataras Chachamim. Why? Rabbi Meir, Harin Yehiki Ilu Hitkabalti, as if I received it. I mean, the only reason I said it to you is because I needed it. I don't need it anymore. Since I don't need it anymore, Smachol, I don't need it. It's as if I accepted it, and therefore, the nether is done away with because it's as if I got it already. So what I said is, how can you compare these cases? An attempt when he's getting divorced from her, he wants to cause her pain. And if he's mokaler, that pain is not caused. The whole position of the tnai is to cause her difficulty or pain. So over here, this is what I said, that Rashi says, the tzu'ura kimat kavin. Rashi over here says, stam garish ishto mitoch eva hum gersha, that the stam girushin is out of hatred. So as opposed to the previous one, where it says stam girushin, right, he wants to delay because he really doesn't want to divorce her, it's against it. Over here it says stam girushin is because he hates her, and that's why he wants to divorce her. Alright, so here it says, therefore he wants to cause her pain, and when he says muffalak, the pain is not caused. Alright, so now, Hadam Tzurik, I mean, let's see, Hakam is from Harbakahu. Over here, he wanted to give it, not because he wanted to cause his friend pain, but because he needed stuff for the wedding. If he already has the stuff, then he doesn't need, anymore. So it's not, although it's stripping, he doesn't need it anymore. So how Gabro, the Amar Leila Arisa, it's a very interesting case. He said to his sharecropper, Kuliyama, Dalutlat, Dalvoto, every other sharecropper waters the field three times. They water the field three times, but Akle Ribbon, they get 25% of the output. I'll make a deal with you. You Dali Arbo, you water the crops four times. Bakotilkan, I'll give you 33%, I'll give you a third of the produce. I mean, basically, for the extra watering, he gave him more of the produce. The soap at the mitzvah. After the three, they watered three times. On the fourth time he came to water it, it rained instead. So he didn't need to water it, but it rained. Amar Rav Yosef, halodolo. So the question is, does he get a third? How much does he get in the crop? Does he get a third or a quarter? So Rav Yosef says he never fulfilled his tonight because he never watered the crop the fourth time. Because the rain came and did it, he didn't do it. So therefore, he's like a regular sharecropper and only gets 25%. Rav Amar, halodolo. That's not his fault. And he intended to water it the fourth time. He was lucky. The heavens opened up and they watered it for him. So lema Rav Yosef Amar Rabbanan. Let us say the Rav Yosef holds like the Rabbanan, and Rabbah is holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbah is like Shimon Gamliel. What does that mean? The Rav Yosef holds like the Rabbanan, who say you can't equate, you can't give an equivalent to replace it. I mean, the Rabbanan say if the coat's lost, you can't give monetary replacement. Rav Yosef says if you don't water the field, rain is not a replacement for watering the field. And the opposite by Rabbah. Rabbah says rain is the equivalent of watering the field, and so too Rav Shimon Gamliel says money is the equivalent, the value is the equivalent of the coat. So let's say that their machlokas, Rosh Yosef and Rav Yosef and Rabba's machlokas, is parallel to the machlokas of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham. The Amar Tisbro, the Gemara says, can you say this logically? Why?
Because where's the money coming from?
No, he's giving it rain over here. He's giving equivalent watering the field. Oh, he wants to. But he didn't intend, his intention here wasn't to have him expend money, his intent was that the water field got watered the fourth time. Doesn't matter how it gets watered the fourth time, that's correct for Shimon Gamliel, and Rabba believed that it's equivalent. Does this really make sense? The High Kamalon and Hilkos of Abbasid the Rabba. We know that the halacha is like Rabba. When it comes to Rabba for Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba. So Tosfos spends time on this. Rashi also mentioned this. This is the Kula Shas, that the halacha, when it comes to Rabba for Rabbi Yosef, except for the exceptions of Kutmi Sada, Inyan, and Maksa, three exceptions, the halacha is always like Rabba. Rabba Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba. So over here, the halacha is going to be like Rabba. Ubaha, in the halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And over here, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even though the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel everywhere. There are three exceptions to the case where the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and this is one of those exceptions where the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So how can you parallel the opinions of Rabba and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when we know the halacha is like Rabba and the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Eliyolam ki Rabbanan. Everybody holds like the Rabbanan. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are arguing in the position of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef ki Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef holds like the Rabbanan that you cannot replace equivalents. I can explain the position of the point to the Rabbanan. Over there, he wants to cause her pain. So when he got to cause her pain, right, you can't replace it. Meaning, give me the coat and not the money. Right, do what I said, and that's it. Over here, he just wants his crop to get watered four times. If it gets watered, he doesn't need it. If the rain comes, it doesn't need to be watered. It was accomplished. In the beginning, over there we have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Erechim. Right, this is interesting. It's part of the Takanos, like one of the Takanos of Fuzabal that Hillel made, right? Which is that Bate Arikoma. These are houses in walled cities. Houses in walled cities, when you sell them, you have 1 year to redeem the house. You have 1 year to redeem it. If you do not redeem it within that first year, it goes halut. It's permanently sold to the buyer. So what do they used to do? Was that the buyer, the best time to return the money, the best time to redeem the house is on the last day of the year. Because effectively you give back the money that he gave to you. So basically, it was an interest-free loan for 1 year. He got the house, he got the use of the house over that year, I guess. It's not so interest-free, you got rent. But you can pay him back the exact money that he gave you, get the house back after the year. So you want to hold on to the money until the last possible moment. So you used to wait at the end of the year. At the end of the year, you used to go and give the money to the buyer. So you know what the buyer says? No way, I want this money, because if he doesn't get the money to me today, right, the house is going to be sold forever. So what he used to do? He used to go hide. The buyer used to leave town on that day so that the seller cannot get him the money and it would be chavut. So Bishanayin Nitman Yom Shnimasar Chodesh. In the beginning, they used to hide. The buyer used to, the buyers used to hide on the last day of the year. But they should chavut though, so that it would be a permanent sale. Hitin Hilazakin, Sailagazim Shaykh Chodesh, Etma'utav, he would take his money, the Lishka, to add a specific treasury. As I said, they throw it in their base, so there at the Delav Nifas, they break down the door and go in. When the other guy decides that he's ready to go and get his money, he'll go to Beit Din and pick up the money that he deserves. From the Tzadon of Hillel we can learn, if she gives it to him, you know, now that he knows that the money's been given to him, then she's divorced. But if she gives it to him against his will, right, then he is, then she is not divorced. How do you know this from this? Because till I make a special tachana, the netina bal perche have a netina. The giving against one's will is considered giving. If you could always give someone something when you owe them money, you can give it to them against their will. Then why did Hillel make a tachana at all? All he had to do was say, give it to them, you know, and tell them it's here. It's too bad. I gave you the money, right? No, but against his will. Oh, so that's you. The answer. Very good. The cloud. The Gemara is going to answer what you're saying. A little difference. The soul is pointing out that there's a difference in the case. One, the person is present. The other one's not present. And that's exactly what the Gemara is going to differentiate. Very good. So the cloud of Alma and the Tina about Korke Law and the Tina. So there we can infer that generally giving against one's will is not considered giving. Matkut Lav Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asked the question that the Itamer of Simi Barashi, the Dilma Kitzchleid Tzkune Shalom Bifonav. Like Shaul said, the reason Hillel had to make a Tzkune is because the guy wasn't present. Abu Bifana, Ben Bedata, Ben Bal Korko, having the Tina. Truthfully, if the guy was present, he could give it to him, Bal Korko. The problem is that the guy is not present. If he's not present, that's it. So you can't infer from the Tzkune of Hillel that when someone is present, you can give it to him against his will. No. Maybe the whole purpose of the Tzkune of Hillel is when he's not present, you're allowed to give it to him. Like Shaul was suggesting, that could be the difference in this case. Vikid Amre, and those that say, explain this, Amar Rava Mitakatam Shalala, I say, Gitei, Kamanat, Shatini, Lima, Time, Zeus, but not Mlo, Ben Bedato. Ben Bal Korko having a Tina, whether she gives it to him willingly to him or against his will, right? It works. The reason he'll have to make the kind of shalom bifana, because the person wasn't present. But bifana, if he is present, ben midato, ben bal korko having a Tina. Right? So the way the Gemara concluded, the previous case, this is the statement of Rabba and this Igadavar. So against his will, it'd be a good to Tina if he's present. So Makhila Rapapa, be Tamer, Asimi Barashi, Vidilma, Akhila bifana. But even if he was present, it would be a problem. Hillel made this takana the way he did because that was just the circumstances that the guy would disappear. But not that if the guy was present, he couldn't give it to him against his will. Or that he could give it to him against his will. Maybe he couldn't give it to him against his will if he was present. The problem was that the buyers just disappeared anyway. So there was a problem from that. So now, Amar Rabo, Bavarvana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koma Kom, Shishana, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishnatenu, Halacha Kimoto. Anywhere Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Halacha is like him, Chutz, right? Chutz mi Arev, right? Guarantor, which was earlier in Amasechta, Tzidon, is the case in our Mishnah, Masad Tzidon, and Raya Chrona, which is the second, is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the second half of that Mishnah, the Halacha is not like him. So that's what the Gemara said before. Halacha is like Rabo next to Rabbi Yosef, but Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel because this is one of the sections where the loco is, right, not here. But Tosos, I just point out before we end, this Tosos over here says that Rabbeinu Tam wants to know, why do you need, right, that if you do not differentiate between Bafanov and Shalom Bafanov, that any way you can give it against his will, it's not an Atina, right, then why did the, like you were saying, so why did the guy run away? So he says, Yishlomar, right, this is very interesting, that the buyer would not be so brazen that if he's standing in front of him, they say, no, I'm not going to take your money. Because he lent the money, he knows he can give it back to him. So God, if I have fun of Yeshua, Bezdin, Yechalab, and Chor, Bezdin would force him to take it. So the buyers used to run away because they wouldn't have to be embarrassed to accept the money. And number two is that the Bezdin wouldn't force them to take the money. So they ran away for that, right, for that reason, to run away. The second thing Tosus points out is that the Dafka of Alma, that the Tina Shaina Malva Mapsi, because of your own. And generally, where a Malva, where the lender does not lose money, we say that you can pay him back against his will. The only time that we say that when you pay the money that there's a loss, then we say that you can't give it Bal Korcho. Right? Meaning that the only reason over here we don't allow you to give it against the will of the buyer is because when you don't, if you don't give the money, he benefits because the house will become his. So over here we don't say you can give it Bal Korcho because that'll make him lose. He loses out by doing that. Right? And same thing with the get. If he gives the she gives the money, the get goes effective and he loses out. If he really didn't want a divorce, he's going to lose out in this case. Therefore, it's not emptina. But in general, you're dealing generally with a loan, and you give the money to the lender. You give the money to the lender. He must accept it against his will because there's no loss for him to accept it. He has to get the money back, and he doesn't lose out by you giving the money back. All right, we'll stop over here.